You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hey, I'm Big J Okerson.
And I'm Dan Soder.
And you're listening to the Best of the Bonfire. Stay tuned to hear some of our favorite moments from this week. You can listen to the Bonfire live every Monday through Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. on Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95, or on demand on the Sirius XM app. Also, be sure to follow us on all social media at The Bonfire SXM.
Hey, campers, it's Black Lou, and welcome to The Bonfire's Best of the Week. After a month of not being in studio together, The Bonfire crew was reunited. Jay started off the show Tuesday by telling about his recent experience at a gun range in Texas.
I want to tell Jacob something that I think is going to upset you. I told you we had dinner on Saturday. And I told you this briefly, but I texted everyone. I was so excited when me and Lewis were in Texas. We went to a gun range.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, let's go to a gun. I was like, all right, I'll go. Like, that's what I love about Lewis. He'll get me to go do something.
Yeah.
Him and Ari Shaffir, two people that always get me to go do something.
I think I might be, I took Lewis, I think, to his first gun range.
Yeah, in Austin, probably.
Yeah, right? In Austin.
So he goes, let's go to a gun range. We go. I have to say, first of all,
I think
I've always heard these things, but I've never overthought anything about it. I mean, I handed him a license. In fact, I think at that point, only one of us handed our license. Of the two of them, I think Lewis may have given his license and or his ID, and they just handed us two AR-15 or an AR-15 and two a 50 caliber handgun, like pistol.
Yeah,
and then I think like a 9mm or something. But like, it was terrifying
that they just handed that over.
The whole just no. Yes. And the whole thing, the whole ordeal was anxiety-inducing, terrifying. That may sound pussy, but I mean,
people like that rush. That's, I think,
dude, part when, of the, you when know. You'd be, I'd be shooting so nervous that I was like, is everything, all the buttons right? I got out of the safety off? Or
yeah,
on
it's
or
a lot.
Whatever. And then a hot shell comes in from over the other son of a bitch.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I don't know, man. It was just loud, and I didn't know what I was doing, so I was asking questions, and the guys get frustrated while you're asking. It was a bad experience, what yeah. It was overall. I mean, very scary, the just other dudes being around you with guns, man. It's crazy.
Now, Jacob, you go to ranges a lot? Do you go to shooting ranges?
I go down and shoot every time I'm in Florida.
Were you uncomfortable the first couple times? Because you're, I know.
Yeah, I mean, look, we're from New York, and it's not a part of your life, and then you go to a gun range and it's just
Jacob, we're white in New York. Just, that's why it's not a part of our lives.
No.
Go ahead.
But yeah, I mean, also, I wasn't firing a gun before, so yeah. Man, it's just a powerful thing in your hand. And yeah, Jay's right. There's just people blasting guns to your right and left.
The AR-15 was bananas to be fired. You go to gun ranges, Black Lou, ever?
But I enjoyed it.
I've gone to two. I haven't gone to many.
Indoor.
See, indoor is worse because the sound
is so loud.
Did you find it scary at all, or was it just like, did you find it fun?
I had a 40, we were using a 45, and it was, I could never imagine shooting someone.
You were indoor,
Jay?
Indoor.
Oh, that changes everything because the sound waves aren't dissipating. So, I mean, they go through to your vertebrae.
I know how it works.
I know, but it's just
Jay,
so much.
Welcome to the wonderful world of sound waves.
It's just so
hey,
much
your
worse.
Your car radio sound really low? Why don't you go ahead and roll those windows up, bub?
Hey.
You didn't tell me that. That's
Jacob's
inside.
Jacob's working for the NRA. He's going, well, it's the sound waves that are the problem.
I think you enjoy an outdoor range a lot more.
Outdoor ranges are fun. I've done an outdoor range.
I think I would enjoy that much more, too. But whatever it is, it's just, here's what's scary about it isn't like, so I can get through the gun scariness. I get it pointed away. I'm never going to check a gun like looking down the barrel
dude,
of it.
I fucking my
is this thing even loaded? I'm not worried about shit like that. I don't like I don't trust people enough to have 12 other people walking around. And then the stupidest response I keep getting to that is it's a death sentence, dude. If a guy pulls out a gun, starts going crazy in the air, like they're going to shoot him. I go, yeah. What if I'm the guy next to them that makes them realize they have to shoot him because he's blown my fucking nose off my head? Fucking idiots. What does that mean?
Is this brain goo?
No, nobody would do that. No normal sane person would ever do that. You know, like the normal sane people that commit other crazy murders?
When I lived with my old roommate, Amir, we were living in Tucson. My friend Paul came over, and it's an open carry state, you know? So Paul came over and has a gun, and he put his gun on the table, and Amir was
doesn't
like...
Doesn't mean you can walk with an open beer.
It's bizarre, right?
Yeah. I think it is. Open carry is for booze. What is it? unconcealed, what's it called when you can walk around with a gun?
Concealed carry.
Concealed carry.
Unconcealed beer.
Unconcealed beer. I got a concealed beer.
I got a concealed beer.
I got an unconcealed beer. But anyways, he came over and put the gun on the table, and Amir's like didn't grow up with guns, and he was just like, yo, can I hold the gun? And everyone was like, I don't feel comfortable with you doing that. And Paul was like, yeah, let me take the clip out. And he took the clip out and handed it to Amir. And Amir was like, yo, this gun is nice. And I was like, Amir, let me see that. And I pulled it back, and there was a gun in the slide. And I was like, Jesus, man. And Amir is like, yeah, I wasn't going to fucking point it at you. But he was pointing it around.
There was a story in my high school.
But obviously he's an idiot.
This girl was Stephanie Bendit. I think was dating a guy.
What a good name for a story about someone getting shot.
Bendit or Bennett.
Do you guys remember the Bendits? Her fucking brother got his head blown off by their neighbor.
No, so dude. Like, her brother got his head blown off by her boyfriend.
Oh.
In a fucking dumb, like, guy's dicking around with the dad's gun. I think, and they were fucking, like, doing, and they got into an argument about something. And the kid, like, held the gun out to him. And by all accounts, the kid goes, what are you going to, you're going to shoot me, dude? I'm your friend. You're not going to shoot, like, you know, I think it was more of like, you're not going to shoot me, you pussy. And he just shot him in the chest and killed that. Kids in jail forever, I think.
People forget, before mass shootings, that was the whitest way to die by gun. It was your friend
dumb
going,
friends.
Yeah, friend going like, hey, look, he fingered dad's gun. Like, oh, fuck, Sean. He's like, oh. I mean, dude, there was.
Christine said her dad's gun was readily accessible. Which is terrifying.
I'm just imagining junior homecoming. Christine's just there with a bottle of gin and her dad's gun, and she's like, okay, all right, fuck homecoming.
I was going different. I thought she was going to be like Annie Oakley and go out back and start, when they come home, her dad, she has the pick. Because it was a revolver, right?
33 caliber.
So yeah, it was going like, pew, oh, dude, pew, like shooting cans shot everywhere. Yeah.
I go, you guys want to see something crazy? Christine, you got your gun on you?
With the fringy gloves?
Yeah. She goes, my dad made me go to this thing when I was a kid.
I was a champion shooter.
I wish you taught me how to shoot. I just really like have no. I if you put a gun in my hand, I'd be like, I don't know.
How does this go?
Start sucking it.
Hey, yo, campers, what's up? It's DJ Lou. And on Wednesday's show, Dan and Jay reunited to tape at Jay's home, and they discussed pathetic banter at the strip club.
When I was at the strip club and observing, I wished you were there for this particularly. Observing strip club behavior, like the people, the people that are there,
yeah,
customers, just like awful looking guys, just believing it for a little bit, and really like,
well, those are the guys that
just laying money, and I'm talking about doing things like aggressive dancing with them, like with them,
yeah.
The guys that are super into like doing like titty jiggles in the face, it's so bizarre. I'm just like walking around like, you guys, it all looks pathetic to me. It's weird. And listen, it could all be in good fun, but if I went with a group of people, I would have more fun. If there was a bunch of us that went, I'd have more fun.
Well, because you're with your friends.
But I still wouldn't be like partaking in all the, unless it made you laugh. Smashing my face, like having a girl jiggle to my face is not fun to me unless you or someone is there laughing at it and we're having a thing.
It's only a facetious thing. Yeah, to be like, but to be sincere, be like,
oh. And there's so much sincerity in the guys there.
My favorite was like,
there's a lot of sincerity.
When the guy, like the guys, you know, you hear the stories of the guys bringing like flowers to the strip club.
Yeah.
To be like, I love you.
Yeah, I fucking love you.
I love you.
They buy them off the Amazon wish list.
Yeah,
shit.
Well, that's the thing for like porn stars.
For sure. But also, these like strippers too have the same thing. You know, it's like a wish list of things they want, and these guys buy it for them. I can't just go in the back of a strip club now and be like, hey, how much, like, fuck, or something.
I've never been able to be that guy.
I could probably, like,
hey, how much does it cost to pound some snooch around here?
I could probably afford it behind Christine's back if I needed to.
Where's your guys' sniz bin?
But I'm just saying, like, I'm saying almost to the point, it's like, it's not even, like, it's not like a, how could I spend the money on that or something. It's really just like, why would I spend the money on this chick? Letting me just pound her whole. It's just weird, man. I don't know. No. I can't do it, man. I need there to be.
I need.
Some version of like, oh, no, no. I want to do this.
Yeah, I have to have that.
I don't know. I think I'm helping out a problem you have. I think.
You know what turns me on is when a woman acts like a diner waitress right before we're gonna fuck. She goes, "What's up, honey? What can I do? Play with your balls? Make
you
come?
If you got it. Let me see.
Let me go to the back, John. We got a horny guy out here. Yeah, come on, pull him out.
Pull out your nuts.
Come on, pull out your nuts, baby boy.
Pull out your nuts, baby boy.
Let's get nuts. So, what were the conversations that you were? Because I remember you were saying you were trying to record.
I go through this thing and see if I got any. It's just chaos. It's so.
So you were wearing a wire?
No, I turned my voice memos on because I got next to a guy that was just hammered.
Great.
And going in on it with this girl. The way you talk, they talk to strippers like they're talking to fucking 5-year old. Who you're trying to show you're proud of him. Like you, but like a nephew or a niece one.
Wait, you're saying that they, who taught, the strippers
the girls
talk to
are like,
the Johns?
I got a,
or the guys, the customers?
The customers, the Johns. We'll call them Johns.
I like calling
the
them
The way
Johns.
They talk to the strippers. The strippers like, I have three kids. It's like that kind of thing. I have three kids. And he goes, I bet your great mom, you got, I can tell the kind you are. You're great.
Wait, so he's saying that he's like the customers are the 5-year olds?
Yeah, no. The strippers are like the 5-year olds, like telling their thing. The guys talk to them with this like delicacy that like of someone they love.
Yeah. Oh,
that's what I'm saying.
So
like,
you
don't
do
give a fuck about this chick.
You like
the
snowboard?
You wanted to fucking rubber. You wanted to ride your cock in the back.
You like to snowboard? And she goes, I do. I killed a man. Killed a guy. Yep.
Snowboarding is a good example because it's that. He goes, so because you have this girl in your lap and she's like, you know, smoking. She's like, me and my girlfriends are all going on a snowboarding trip.
Ladies trip.
We're going up to Reno, Tahoe, and we're gonna do the thing. And the guy's like, Tahoe's great. It's like you're making small talk. It's just more, and he just keeps randomly stuffing like you know more money in her tits. While they're having a conversation about regular stuff, it's so weird.
You know,
man.
I think you're finding the number one contender for my small talk champion is strippers.
Oh, they're great.
No,
but they're not doing small talk and get out. They're small talking.
That's what I'm saying.
Through like an hour.
That's what I'm saying. My nemesis. They can get me into small talk.
But this guy,
can I escape a stripper's small talk?
Oh, dude, guys, I'm good at it. I just got back from one or maybe later. That's it. That was my move all night. Yeah. I just got back from
work. I'd go like this. Harlot! You're a harlot!
Yes. Someone loves you somewhere.
Stop it. Go back to your family.
See your family again.
Says, fuck you, mister. I go, you're not saying that to me. You're saying that to your father. Psychology. You just go in there, psychology, cock block everyone. Just going in there like,
Run to your children.
Stop, dude. Like a lady's grinding
just,
your
I'm
ass.
I'm just trying to work. I'm just trying to work, man. I'm trying to make
There's
money.
There's other ways to make money.
Sure, you have more money to buy your kids more clothes, but do you have the respect?
Oh, what will they say to their friends?
Shut the fuck up, Doc.
Shut up. Shut
set
up.
Set you free.
Don't
stop. Set you free.
Don't stop. Let me see you doo-doo pants. He's like, go to your family.
As soon as you're done polishing my knob, run to your family.
Know that your dreams and aspirations are real. They do exist, Mercedes.
Hi, it's DJ Lou here. And on Thursday's Lost Tapes, the guys convened at Sal Vulcano's house. And they discovered comedy uses for the slide whistle.
I did yoga for like 6 months years ago, and I liked it. And I saw a progression from my beginning stages to whatever the progression was. Mm-hmm. That was always fun. That's one of the reasons I liked it. Because I was able to do it.
I just wanted to do that when you go, I felt a certain progression. I want to go. What kind of progression? A progression in your pants? Dude, slide whistle Dan is going to have to be a thing.
You want it so bad?
Just in my everyday life. I go, wait, how much is it for these Enderman cupcakes? $4.99?
That's steep.
I'm not going to this deli anymore.
That's when Sal brought that slide whistle at, when they roasted me at the creek.
I remember that, yeah.
And he would say, like, Jay, your daughter, she's a whore. Pew! That's the funniest thing ever.
I needed to take the edge off.
This is like a classic slide. This is a good slide whistle.
Yeah.
Is it a good, is that...
I mean, I don't know from all the slides.
It's just a fun thing to
it's
say.
It's never failed me.
It's no, just a fun gonna... thing to go like, it's a fun thing to act like you know quality.
It's never jammed up.
You go, talk about that. It locked. Guys are locked up.
I picture that because every day you oil it and clean it like fucking private pile.
Yeah.
And then he goes, this is my slide whistle.
Sal.
There are many like it, but
Sal,
this one is mine.
Who are you talking to? Go back to sleep. It's just Charlene. Me and Slidy.
What was her name? Charlene?
Yeah. Oh, the rifle and gummer pile?
Yeah.
This is my rifle. This is my gun. This is for
fighting. This is for fun. Tweet. What is the slide whistle's origin? What was it? Was it for sound effect and radio?
I gotta imagine it was
probably for radio.
I thought it was probably a musical instrument, and then like they were like, "Oh, this
there's no way. There's no way they're jamming along."
No one wrote that into music.
I'm classically studied at Juilliard in the slide whistle. Everyone knows I'm one of the finest slide whistle.
The one note.
Well, of course there is for a moron. You can play it several.
Dan, try to hit a few different notes on it. Like,
you guys want me to wail?
Yeah, like in the middle, like jam. No. But a little, but more like zigzag, like staccato. Stop in the middle and go a little further. Don't fuck it, dude.
You jam.
Your mouth.
You jam. Slide whistle. It has evolved from pipes used in ancient Greece and Rome to keep the stroke of men in the galley.
You know, if people are coming, if you're fucking a boy.
Yeah, a medieval version was used during the Crusades to assemble cross...
Oh, we got to wrap it up. Hey.
Hey, hey.
Oh, I was just teaching young Aquarius.
Oh, yes. Young Brutus. the thickness of my...
Aquarius was just here. Aquarius was helping me out with my luggage.
I was teaching
him... when it became comedic is when the guy missed his cue.
Yeah.
And they saw him fucking the guy, and then the guy went...
Yeah.
And ever since that mess up, my Lord. It's been comedic. Yeah.
And that was Lord Pedophilia. And hence the name.
Pedophilius?
Pedophilius.
Like, he didn't even get in trouble. Everyone just started laughing. Oh. Like, oh, that's the fucking way to do it.
That's it. We got to stop being on the lookout and just have a slide whistle present.
What was the slide whistle?
Are you fucking my son, Artulius? Of course. That's Artulius.
Hope you enjoyed this week's Best of the Bonfire. You can listen to the show live every Monday through Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. East on Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95, or on demand on the Sirius XM app. Be sure to follow us on all social media at The Bonfire SXM.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.